Happy Wednesday, boys and girls. My name is Jerry. Excuse me, I'm just my first time talking today. Excuse me, my first time actually talking. I had to clear my throat. Happy Wednesday, boys and girls. My name is Jerry Scott Mitchell, and I'm feeling much better. And by much better, I mean my sinuses, my nasals. It said it was supposed to rain today, according to Yahoo Weather, whatever weather I'm using, Google Weather. But you can see it's pretty clear and sunny. And I can immediately tell the difference in my nasals, nasal passages, nasal pain, nasal pressure, allergies, whatever it is, whatever's going on up there. I just feel much better. My attitude is better. I just feel better. My nose did start running yesterday. It is a little bit runny now. And I Googled what changes before it rains. Why do allergies flare up before it rains, blah, blah, blah. And there was a myriad of answers. I mean, so many variables and so many possibilities that it's either they don't know or it's so many variables and so many things that could cause it. One is that the humidity goes up or down. Pollen is more heavier. Dust particles, this and that, all kind of stuff. But I swear, right before it rains, every time I could feel it. And I could feel it as just a little tinge in the morning or whatever. I was thinking about getting an air purifier. My sister gave me an air purifier. I think I might get that and start having that on in the room I sleep in. But I'm thinking rainy season is going to go away. Then we're back to Southern California where it won't rain for months come summertime. But I don't know if you can see it, but the sky is blue. It's sunny. I just feel better. Today is office day. I'll be going in the office today, which is good. I feel good about that. I'm ready to get in the car. I'm just talking now. But I'm just still, you know, talking about the whole allergy thing. And another thing, the clothes I wear, that I wear them under the sauna suit, they're wet, so I hang them up when I get, you know, home, and hang them up in my closet. But for whatever reason, yesterday and today, they didn't dry. Oops, time to turn around. They didn't dry. They stayed wet. They're still, like, moist and wet. They usually dry when I hang up in there. California's, like, extremely dry. That's why we get a lot of dust and stuff. I remember I went up in my father's attic on St. Louis Avenue. Nobody had been up there in 20 years. Went up there, wasn't a drop of dust. It was zero dust up there. And I was like, this is amazing. If that was California, you would have to wear a mask probably and a hazard suit, a hazmat suit. There'd be so much dust and accumulation and stuff up there. But I don't know, it's just a lot going on. No, it's not. Is there a lot going on? I'm just talking now. I wouldn't quite say there's a lot going on. Just to be said. I just said it to be saying it. Because it's not really true, kind of. But the, I gotta run. Get by these people. Oh, another thing I tell you, I'm not wearing my mic. I'm not wearing my microphone because I forgot it. So we'll see how the sound comes out on this. Hopefully, there's a big difference to justify me wearing that wireless microphone that I paid $160 for. Not the money. But I'm much better. I feel much better today. I can feel this major difference. Major difference. And one thing about my whole sinus nasal thing, sinuses, sinus pressure, allergies, I don't know. It might be allergies. You know, maybe it's not sinus. Maybe I should be taking allergy medicine. Maybe I should be taking it all. I don't know. I just know it changes my whole, I don't want to say my whole everything, but it does. It just puts a whole different spin on my energy, my focus. Even though yesterday I did some stuff, you know, I'm getting stuff done. I'm getting stuff done. Probably not to the degree that I would like to. You know, why just go at a project and just devour it? Now I'm kind of doing stuff as I feel like it. And it's definitely progress towards things. Building the Jeffrey TV legacy, or the Jeffrey legacy, or Jeffreyism. Jeffreyism. Still got that website. Need to do something with it. But it's all about the allergies. And got a travel weekend coming up. Saturday morning. Flight leaves at 7 a.m. Got to be at the airport at 5. Means I want to hit the flyway. If I get that 520 flyaway bus, that means leave at about 4:45. That means get up at 4. Get up at 4. Leave at 4:45. Nope, that's wrong. I gotta catch the 4. If I wanna get there, if it leaves at 7, I wanna get there at 5. Leaves at 7, I get there at 5. That means I gotta catch the 4:20 bus. Means I gotta leave the house at 3:45. That means Friday night, I gotta go to bed as soon as I get off work. I already got the luggage out to start packing it. Which shouldn't be too much of stuff. Shouldn't be that much packing. Considering, I mean, I'll be working. I have to go into the office a few days. Might want to, and those clothes, you know, there's only so much of those I can wear with this added weight. Another thing, my weight, I got to stop the eating. I got to stop. It's just so good. I can't stop it. I get back up out of bed and get stuff like I did last night. And I'm eating, I'm sure I'm eating a salad, quote unquote salad. Hell. That salad, that salad is mostly cheese, meat, dressing. Cheese, meat, and dressing. There's lettuce in there and kale and all that. But still, I gained like a pound and a half last night. And eating potato chips. Yeah, I gotta, and I did good yesterday by eating carrots and celery during the day. But I so look forward to that meal after work, that stimulation, that gratification, whatever it is. I so look forward to it. I was like, ooh, I just can't wait to get make me salad, cheese, blah, 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 blah. I cut up some Polish kielbasa. Put it in there. And then I sit down with my chips and my drink. And just watch my TV. After work, after what I feel is probably a good day of work. But yesterday, my sinuses were messing up, so I had a kind of a headache. So I was down from that. I was definitely down and definitely said, I'm just going to somehow wallow in the misery, in this misery, because I just didn't feel it and I wasn't feeling it like I should. So I was just like, whatever, you know, I'm just going to get, that gave me a reason, a justification to just fall out and just basically just overeat and indulge and comfort myself. So that's how that went. honey. So that's that. So Metro, I don't know if they were Metro police, but like Metro attendants, like three of them. I gotta run. One thing I realized about running across the street, you may or may not have to run fast, but you gotta run all the way through it. You can't start to slow down before you get there. I noticed that. Sure, you know, you gotta have a certain amount of speed, but you gotta run all the way through it, get across the street. Especially, you know, when you see the light turning yellow, even though you do have, you know, a few seconds, maybe 2 seconds, 1 second after the light turns or changes. I found it. You just gotta run through it. Here go another one. Oh boy. 16, 15. I ain't gonna make it. I ain't gonna make it. And I feel like I should. It's at 8:07 now. I still should be able to make it. But I'm taking it off. I'm going easy on it. See, I could have made it. See? I could have made it. But I'm gonna go ahead and take a break. I'm taking a break. Here comes this guy who always on his bike in flip-flops. He got like that kind of, you know, look. Bald head, nice, you know, trimly goatee, muscular, flip-flops, sunglasses. Look at that stereotypical kind of, not athlete look, but athletic type look, but, you know. And if you biking in flip-flops, that kills me. In shorts. So, we'll see how this sounds without the microphone. Without my wireless microphone. See, I could have made it. I'm taking a break. Taking a break from all my worries. Sure, it does mean a lot. Wouldn't I like to get away? Sometimes I want to go. But I feel much better. Allergies. I don't know if it's allergies or sinus. And now I'm thinking it might go back to allergies. I was thinking it wasn't allergies because my nose wasn't running and all that. But it could be. The fact that my nose isn't running is what's causing the problem. Maybe it is allergies, but my nose isn't running, so that's like causing the problem. Because it did start to kind of run yesterday. It did start to, you know, start to feel that kind of eyes watering a little bit. And I just felt a little tinge. But it was minor. And in the back, I felt like a little tinge of how that stuff starts to creep up on me. But I had it yesterday. I usually don't get it 2 days in a row. I will say that. I usually don't get it 2 days in a row. And now I'm leery of it. And probably overly mindful. And be thinking about it. Now I'm just seeing now every little thing I feel is magnified because it's on my mind. It's not so much that I'm concentrating on it, I'm trying not to concentrate on it, which is probably worse. But anyway, happy Wednesday. Feeling pretty good. Got some big things lined up. Well, I wouldn't quite say big things lined down. wouldn't quite say big things lined up. I would probably say some things lined up. Exciting things lined up. Or just things lined up. You know. Or you might not. I don't want to assume you know. Because my life may be just that extraordinary. But since it's my life, it's all I know. I'm used to it. So there may be some parts of my life that I just assume everybody has experienced or everybody thinks. But my life is examined. I do study it, evaluate and summarize my beliefs and feelings on a continuous basis. So, and I've also said more than once that a lot of people don't realize that, I mean, to a deeper degree than I just, you know, mentioned, a lot of people may or may not realize that everybody doesn't think the way they do. You know, everybody doesn't, you know, believe the way they do. And you can live in a community where everybody believes in Jesus, and then one day you meet somebody who doesn't, and it doesn't even seem possible. Doesn't even seem realistic. Doesn't even seem like it's something that could be a possibility. But you've learned to figure out that we're all kinds of people. We're all kinds of this or that. It's all different. And I know that this pathway is supposed to be closed and we ain't supposed to be walking on it. So that's why they're working out here. We're like in their way. We ain't supposed to be. This bike path and walkway is closed. They put up signs like that a couple years ago, it seemed like. It's like them signs been up every 2 years. Nobody respects them. We still walk on it. Anyhow, don't know where I was at. Don't know where I'm going, because I don't know where I've been. Put your foot on the gas, let's drive. Lady, I'm so lonely. No, it's not the way to feel. When the air makes me cold, get me out of here, get me out of here. Swing out twice, 2 times, for me, for the funk. Every elementary particle that's ever existed, any atom in this or in the universe that ever was, is or will be. Totality of it all, hypothesis of all is one. Theory of universe. My name is Jeffrey.